Ephesus, on the coast of Asia, AD 64. The Dark Lord Apollyon roamed unseen through the massive throngs of citizens filling the streets of the city. His city. Well, not entirely. Ever since the Nazarene had accomplished his coup d'etat a generation ago, his despicable followers were watched over by a heavenly guardian. Ephesus was no exception. Though the cowardly angel of Ephesus was nowhere to be seen. Apollyon gritted his teeth with anger at the thought. But as the watcher of the Roman Empire, he had too much authority over his stronghold to be worried about an uprising of Yahweh's minions. Apollyon owned most of the residents of Ephesus. His nemesis would not dare to show his face where the Dark Lord was now going, and Apollyon would not dare to rush his plan as he built his forces from the unregenerate inhabitants of the earth. They were kingdoms in conflict, and the tension was increasing toward world war. The Nazarene had outfoxed him and achieved atonement for sins through his death, resurrection, and ascension to the right hand of Yahweh. Apollyon still boiled with anger over his failure to figure out the plan and stop Messiah. Ever since Eden, he had been at war with the seed of Eve, from Enoch to Noah to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And who could forget that treacherous Messiah king, David, all the way to the son of David? How could he have missed it? At Babel, Yahweh had given the nations their inheritance. He confused the tongues, divided mankind, and gave those rebellious people over to the sons of God from his heavenly host. Those divine beings defied Yahweh, accepted idolatrous worship, and became the gods of the nations. They were called watchers because they watched over the territories and lands that they had been allotted. Apollyon's allotment was Rome, but Yahweh's inheritance would be the people of Jacob, the people of God. Apollyon's name in Hebrew was Abaddon, which meant destroyer. But he liked the Greek version for its linguistic connection to the sun god Apollo, a personal obsession of his human pet, Nero Caesar. Nero was the earthly ruler of Apollyon's Rome. The watcher god had gone by different names throughout the millennia. Nahash, the ancient serpent. Belial, the wicked. Hillel ben Shakar, the shining one. Mastema, the hostile. Diablos, the devil, Satan, the adversary, and the dragon.